USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said the president's condition was very concerning on Friday after he was diagnosed with COVID-19. He said that he was taken to Walter Reed Medical Center as a precaution. He also said the next 48 hours will be critical in terms of his care. The president's doctor, Sean Connolly, painted a much brighter picture.
This morning, the president is doing very well. The team and I are extremely happy with the progress the president has made. Thursday, he had a mild cough and some nasal congestion and fatigue, all of which are now resolving and improving.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Twitter said that he spoke with the president and said he sounds well and is feeling better. Former New Jersey governor and advisor to President Trump, Chris Christie, is also now in the hospital after testing positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now OptiVita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All 3 free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember this special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants to cancel legislative work until October 19th because of coronavirus cases infecting 3 senators. That, however, will not delay confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett. The Senate Judiciary Committee still intends to begin that hearing on October 12th as scheduled, despite many objections from Democrats. 2 Republican members of the Judiciary Committee, Utah Senator Mike Lee and North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis, announced they had the coronavirus and tested positive on Friday. Republican Senator Ron Johnson has also tested positive for the virus. Also, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie tested positive. He tweeted that he's receiving medical attention at this time and will keep people apprised of his condition. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called on major airlines to halt planned furloughs, saying she anticipates an agreement with the White House in the next round of economic stimulus that will provide relief for struggling carriers. She told MSNBC she hopes President Trump's coronavirus diagnosis will help open Republicans to seeing the Democrat side in the negotiations. Pelosi has locked horns with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows for weeks over a new line of stimulus funding to help those impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. House Democrats passed their latest version of the HEROES Act on Thursday, which provides $2.2 trillion in aid, about $1 trillion less than their first version of the bill, which was passed in May. The bill includes restarting $600 in weekly unemployment benefits through January and a second round of $1,200 payments mailed to Americans, as well as a $500 check for dependents. It also sets aside $182 billion for grade schools, $39 billion for post-secondary institutions, $57 billion for child care support, and would add funds to the Paycheck Protection Program. It also sets aside $25 billion for airlines whose funding under the previous CARES Act expired. She said the full Congress will either pass a comprehensive stimulus package or the House will approve standalone legislation helping the airlines. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.